Good morning. Welcome to Back to the Book broadcast. Thank God for this beautiful Sunday morning. We're able to celebrate the resurrection of our Lord. I'm telling you this morning, He's alive. He's alive. Thank God for that. Good to be here in your place of listening this morning. Trust that you're making plans to be in the house of God. If you haven't already been, and go again to the house of God this morning. This is a time that everything that we know and believe is based upon the Word of God that tells us about the resurrection of our Lord and Savior. If He didn't get up, we're wasting our time today. That's what the Scripture says. We're yet in our sins, and we have no hope if Jesus didn't get up out of that grave. And thank God He arose. He arose. He arose. The Son of God got up, and I praise God for that this morning. So it's good to be here, and we invite you to be at church this morning with us, 8:30. At 8:30, you come. We will not be having any Sunday school here at Mountain View Baptist Church. No Sunday school, but our service will begin at 8:30 this morning, and then back at 5 in the evening service. So you come be with us throughout the day, and I believe you'll receive a blessing if you'll do so. And to find your place in the house of God. Amen. It's not about rabbits. It's about Jesus. Amen. Thank God for that. And I'm glad my hope is based upon the Lord Jesus Christ and His resurrection power. Jesus made a statement about His death. He said, "I've got power to lay it down." And He did. He had power to lay it down. And He said, "I've got power to take it again." And He did. And He proved that. Every other god that the world recognizes today, they're dead. They're dead. Buddha's dead. Muhammad's dead. Confucius is dead. They're all dead in their grave. And their powder of their bones is there in the grave today. But you look in the grave of the Lord Jesus Christ, and brother, He's not there. He got up. He's alive and well today. So we've got something to celebrate this morning, the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the Son of God that came to this world briefly for 33 and a half years and stayed for a while and went back to glory and made us a promise. He said, "I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." So we've got a promise, and we've got some hope this morning. We're not hopeless or helpless. Brother, we've got a living hope, knowing that Jesus is coming, not just hoping that He will, but knowing that He will. That blessed hope, the glorious appearing, the great God, and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank God for that this morning. So we want to pray for your needs today as we come this morning to the microphone. We want to pray for your needs. I know you've got some burdens upon your heart today. You've got loved ones that may be sick and suffering. You may have a problem yourself that you need to carry to the Lord in prayer this morning. We want to pray with you about that and beseech God to help you this morning. Then somebody may be listening today that has never really trusted Jesus as your Savior. You've never given your heart to Him. Ask Him to come in and save you. And you don't have that peace today. You don't have that grace that you need in your life. It's not there. But I tell you, if you get saved, be great. The Bible said, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. And behold, all things are become new. And so, brother, I'm telling you, it'll work this morning. If you're not saved, you find your place in the house of God and give your heart to Jesus before it's too late. Maybe there at home this morning, wherever you may be, the Holy Spirit's dealing with your heart. It's time to get on your knees and cry out to God for mercy and ask Him to save you for Jesus' sake. He'll do that this morning. We want to pray for your needs this morning. Father, as we bow in your divine presence, God, so thankful to you that you gave us the Lord Jesus. For God so loved the world that He gave. I'm glad, God, that you gave. And Lord, you gave us life through Him. And I praise God for that. I pray you'd bless every need, each request for a prayer that's been made known this morning, every heart that's hurting, every soul, God, that needs some help today. I pray that you'd reach down from heaven through your Holy Spirit and minister to that heart and that soul today. Comfort those that are bereaved and help those that are sick and suffering. Be near and real to them this morning. Ask you, God, to bless the services throughout the day that we might exalt the Savior and bring honor to your Son this morning that bled and died and suffered that we could have life and have it abundantly. But more so, He got up, and I thank God for that today. Thank you, Lord, and I pray you have your way now. Everything you do, we'll praise you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right, this morning we want to have some songs today. Hope it will be a blessing to you. Easter Sunday. And don't forget, you be in your place in the house of God this morning. You will find a blessing. You will find a real blessing if you'll go to the house of God. Amen. All right, we're going to have a song now. Hope you enjoy the song as they sing.
Whoa!
Blessed be God. So blessed. I praise God for that this morning. Have another one now. Hope you'll enjoy it as they sing this morning. Amen.
Many times here in life, I walk through dark valleys, and I question. Till there's a beautiful end, someday I shall stand on the top of Mount Zion, and I'll get to look into Canaan's fair land. I'll sing and no, I'll never walk in the valley again. Someday I shall walk through death's lonely valley, but Jesus, it will be just a shadow when on top of Mount Zion I stand. Someday I shall stand on the top of Mount Zion, and I'll get to look into Canaan's fair. No, I'll never walk in the valley again.
Amen. Amen. All right, the book of Mark this morning, the book of Mark, chapter 16, Mark chapter 16. Turn there for the message for broadcast this morning, Mark chapter 16. And when the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Salome had bought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him. And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came unto the sepulcher at the rising of the sun. And they said among themselves, who shall roll us away the stone from the door of the sepulcher? And when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great. And entering into the sepulcher, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white garment, and they were affrighted. And he saith unto them, be not affrighted. Ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. Behold the place where they laid him. But go your way, tell his disciples and Peter that he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him as he said unto you. And they went out quickly and fled from the sepulchre, for they were trembled and were amazed, neither said they anything to any man, for they were afraid. Now when Jesus was risen early the first day of the week, he appeared first unto Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast seven devils. And she went and told them that he had been with, that she had been with him. And she went and told them that had been with him, as they mourned and wept. And they, when they had heard that he was alive, and had been seen of her, believed not. After that he appeared in another form unto two of them, as they walked and went to the country. And they went and told it unto the residue, neither believed they them. Afterward he appeared unto the 11, as they sat at meat, and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongue, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. They went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Amen. I tell you, I appreciate that scripture today. I'm glad God got his son up out of the grave. Thank God for that. But there's something I want to note this morning for just a few minutes in verses 1. The Bible said, and when the Sabbath was passed. Now, let me tell you something. We're seeing here in the Word of God that the Sabbath is over. It's done with. You know what's the next on the agenda? It's the Lord's Day. Jesus, of course, instituted the Lord's Day. He appeared on the Lord's Day, the first day of the week. When he got up from the grave, thank God he arose on Sunday morning. And that established the Lord's Day. Amen. The Sabbath was over. The last Sabbath is found here in verse 1, the last Sabbath. There was no time after that when the priest could go inside and he could make a sacrificial lamb. Shed its blood, take the blood, apply it upon the altar. That was over. Jesus had paid the supreme sacrifice. Once he sacrificed himself once in the end of the world. Thank God for the redemption of men. And so Jesus had paid the ultimate sacrifice, and no longer was the Sabbath day necessary that they celebrate and they sacrifice on the Sabbath day, the last Sabbath. Amen. And when the Sabbath was passed, the Bible said, brother, they didn't know it then, but it was over. The Old Testament priests didn't realize it then, of course, that it was over. It was done with. No more a sacrifice. Thank God we can go instantly into the throne of grace now. Instantly we can approach the throne of grace and talk to Jesus now. And that brother converse with him, confess our sin, praise him, whatever we need to do. And because he's listening to us this morning. No longer going through a man, but going by the Lord Jesus Christ. And so the last Sabbath happened here. And that not only that, but it's the last sacrifice. No sacrifice any longer was to be made. Jesus had already made that sacrifice. He'd already paid the sin debt. He'd already settled the score with God. He paid God's price. He paid God's demand. And brother, made it possible that we could step inside and approach the throne room of God. And so it was the last sacrifice. Amen. I thank God. And also it was the last selection of a lamb. No longer was a lamb need to be selected and put up up for to see if it had any blemish or any spot on it. The real lamb had already passed inspection and already been sacrificed and got up from the grave, and brother, he's alive and well today. And so the last sacrifice had been made. No longer was it necessary to put up that little lamb and watch it and see if anything was wrong with it. Thank God they looked at Jesus for 33 years, but there was no fault found in that man. There was no sin in him, and there was nothing wrong with him. Thank God he was a perfect and spotless Lamb of God to make the sacrifice for the sins of the world. And so because of that, brother, he qualified for that lamb. But thank God he's not dead this morning. Amen. Listen, Jesus, God himself has selected this lamb. God will provide himself a lamb. He told Abraham, God will provide himself a lamb. Brother, God stepped down from glory in the form of Jesus Christ, and brother, provided himself as a lamb on the cross of Calvary. The very Son of God, God in the flesh. Brother was sacrificed on that altar that day, on that cross, that sacrifice for our sins, that we might be saved by the grace of God. And so, brother, listen. It was selected by God. That lamb, of course, was revealed by the Holy Spirit. Amen. Revealed by the Holy Spirit. There in Luke chapter 2, you'll find how the Spirit of God revealed that he was going to be that lamb. He was going to be the Son of God, the King of Israel. Brother, he was going to come. And then, of course, it was sounded out by John the Baptist. When old John was walking down the banks of the river, and brother looked up, and there came Jesus walking down through there. And brother, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." And brother John proclaimed he was the Lamb. Thank God. And he proved himself that he was the Lamb. He proved that he had the power of God upon his life. And so here we find very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came unto the sepulcher at the rising of the sun. I think about what you miss by getting up late. Amen. He got up early and came down and found out that Jesus was gone. And they said among themselves, "Who shall roll the stone away, seeing it's very great?" Amen. And so the Bible said, when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away. It had already been rolled away, but Jesus didn't roll that stone. Thank God he just came out of that grave that morning. Now listen, those grave clothes was in there. They were still in the form of a man. How they were still formed as a man. He'd been wrapped and had the spices put upon him. He was dead. Amen. He was dead. He wasn't just drugged. He was dead. He thanked God. And so that grave clothes was left on the inside. Nothing was there except those grave clothes. Listen, my friend, they may say that the disciples have stolen his body away. How do you get a body out of the grave clothes without disturbing them, brother? Had Jesus come out of those grave clothes, they were still laying there just like they were. How the napkin was folded. Amen. Listen, Jesus was alive and well. He proved himself that he was alive that morning. The Bible said, and when they looked, they saw the stone was rolled. And entered in the sepulcher, they saw a young man sitting there. Thank God, sitting there on the right side, clothed in a long white garment. And they were affrighted. And he saith unto them, "Be not affrighted." He said, "You seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified." That's the truth that he spoke. He was crucified. Amen. And he said, "He is risen. He's not here." Oh, my friend, listen, he's not in that grave this morning. Have there been countless multitudes and thousands, probably millions have stepped inside that tomb there in Jerusalem and looked around. There's nothing there. It's empty. Have they didn't find anything empty in that tomb? They didn't find any skeleton. They didn't find any bones. They didn't find any putrefaction in that grave. But thank God they found an empty tomb. Listen, never a man had been laid in that tomb before. And that brother, listen, he just vacated that after 3 days and three nights. He was not there. He is risen. And the young man said here, he is not here. Behold the place where they laid him. And he said, I want you to look. That's where they laid him. But he's not here. And this morning, thank God, he arose from the grave. I celebrate this morning the resurrection of my Lord, because it was not possible the grave would hold him. He is not dead. He's risen from the grave this morning. My hope is based upon that today. And brother, I'm telling you, he's alive and he's well today, seated at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for the saints of God. Then he left some instructions for them to do. He said, but go your way. Listen, he just said, don't stand around here. There's something to tell. There's something we got to let the world know. Go your way and tell a disciple and Peter, especially tell Peter, because Peter, I tell you, had made some disappointing things and he disappointed himself. But he said, you especially tell Peter that he's not here. Praise God for that. And that he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall you see him. He said, just go to Galilee. I'm coming. I'm coming over there to talk to you. And so he was seen, and the experience, the knowledge that Jesus had been alive and well this morning. I've got some good news today out here in 2023. Thank God he's alive and well today. And he's not dead. He's risen from the grave. Thank God, victorious over death, hell, and the grave. It could not hold him. As the old the preacher said in his poem, he wouldn't stay dead. Amen. He died, but he wouldn't stay dead. He said, I got power to lay it down. And he proved that. And he said, I got power to take it again. And Jesus himself stepped out of that tomb that morning and vacated that tomb and left it empty. And brother, this grave closed. He didn't need them. Praise God. He had that resurrection body. He had that glorified body. He was glorified once again like God has said that he would be, and like he wanted to be. And so listen, my friend, have you met Jesus this morning? Have you met the living Savior today? Don't go to the grave and look for somebody that's dead. Don't carry some flowers and some things to the grave to look for someone that's dead. But I tell you, go looking for a resurrected Savior, because he proved that he got up from the grave. Over 500 brethren at once saw him after his resurrection. The Emmaus disciples saw him and spoke with him after that he had risen from the dead. Mary saw him and spoke with him. Brother, listen, it was proven he was not dead. Thank God he's alive and well this morning. Aren't you glad we could meet him in the churches today? And after all these centuries has passed by, we can still celebrate the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. We can still tell the world that he's alive and well. They cannot prove that he's still dead, but we can prove that he's alive. Thank God the proof is there. The Word of God's been given and preserved for every generation, and we've got living proof today that Jesus got up from that grave. And so listen, my friend, go to your churches this morning. Lift your hands toward heaven and celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Let the world know around you and that he's alive and well today. And brother, one day he's coming back and we're going to get to see him as he is when he comes back again. Praise God for that. So there's hope this morning and there's life this morning, because Jesus lives, we're going to live also. And brother, we're going to get up just like he did from the grave. He's going to raise us up. Praise God, we're going to be together with him forever and forever and forever. Are you saved this morning? Do you know that your sins are gone? Have you been born to the family of God today? Do you know that your sins have been forgiven? Listen, my friend, you need to get your heart right with God. Meet us at church today. Be in the house of God this morning, and brother, God will bless you if you'll just come and be in the service today. Celebrate the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. God bless you on the next Sunday, is our prayer. Amen.